Bibles this morning. It happens to be page 235. Romans chapter 13. And I just want you to think with me for a moment on how to treat a police officer. So what I'm doing for you who are in the front rows here is I'm preaching over your heads to all the people who are surrounding you to tell us how are we supposed to treat you. And as Brian mentioned, police officers are ministers of God. Brian used the word servant, but if you will read in this translation that you have here, the word is minister in verses 4 and verse 6. You are ministers of God. There are five things I want you to recognize with me very briefly as to how we should treat our police officers. First of all, it says, submit to them. And I read to you now from the NIV, verse 1 and 2. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Wow. Did you hear that? Therefore, you and I are supposed to submit to police officers because they are representing God. It's God's authority. Can you imagine living in a community without any police officers? Would you like that? No, we wouldn't. We really wouldn't. We need you. And you are there by God's appointment. There are three institutions God established. The first was the family, a husband and a wife as being the nurturing ones as well then to nurture children. The second institution God established was government. And the third institution God established was the church. But government was established by God for the good of the people. And our police officers are on the front line of helping all of us who are citizens to recognize what the laws of the land are and to keep them. Thank God for law and order. I'm also grateful for law and grace. The Bible says, grace and the law came by Moses, John chapter 1, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that law and grace met at the cross of Calvary, where Jesus fulfilled the law that I had broken and took my place and in his grace gave me the benefits of his goodness? And I'm so grateful that we've heard today the testimonies of several in uniform who have personally learned what it is to receive the grace of God and thus to be able to fulfill the requirements of the law. So, we are first of all to submit to them. I want you to see a second thing here. Secondly, we are to respect them. As I read this in verse 4, for he or she is God's servant or minister to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he or she does not bear the sword for nothing. He or she is God's servant or minister, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. You and I are supposed to respect our police officers. I regret and I publicly apologize for the fact that many people make fun of policemen. God intends that we respect these persons who are representing his authority in our land. Respect our officers. Not only that, but it says appreciate them. In fact, you and I are, it says in verse 3, that we will not be afraid if we are obeying them. Rulers hold no terror for those who do right, and often we say, oh, here comes a policeman. You must be up to something bad. Because if you're doing what's right, and you see a policeman coming, say, oh, aren't you glad? And so appreciate your policeman. They are God's servants. Honor them. Respect them. Appreciate them. And may I also give you another word, encourage them. I'd like you to look at verse 7. It says, give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. And that's what we're doing this morning. We are here to express our honor to you who serve. And we want in this way to encourage you. And then there's one other thing I'd like, by the way, if you ever are stopped by a policeman, I hope you will take that opportunity to say thanks, to say I respect you and I appreciate you, and maybe you'd also like to say, and I want to pray for you. You'll find that in another text of Scripture, and that's the final point I want to make here. Not only submit to them and respect them and appreciate them and encourage them, but pray for them. I'm turning in my Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Listen to this. The Apostle Paul says, I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings, and for all those in authority. That's including all of our police persons. Why? That we may live peaceable and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Friends, I want you to pray for policemen. In fact, may I encourage you, every time you see a police person or a police vehicle, let it be a trigger in your mind. God bless our police officers. Keep your hand on them today. Keep them safe today. And would you also, as has already been suggested here this morning, would you let that be a reminder to pray for their families? You already heard it this morning. Whenever a police person comes home from a day's work, that's another relief. And I can understand something of how police families feel when how are things going for our loved one on the job today. Oh, God, bring them home safe. And I encourage every one of you to pray for them. So, my friends, how to treat a police officer? Submit to them, respect them, appreciate them, encourage them, and pray for them. And finally, may I say, I'd like you to get to know the great police officer. His name is Jesus Christ. He is known in the Scriptures as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Prince of Peace. Don't you like that? Say, how would you like to be arrested by him? I remember the day when I was arrested by the Prince of Peace. When Jesus Christ confronted me in my sin and my need and said, Jim Reese, you can't live it alone. You need me. You need my forgiveness. You need my strength. You need my wisdom, and I'm here to give it to you. And I remember the day as a young person when I opened my heart to Jesus Christ and invited him in to be the great police Prince of Peace officer, the officer of my peace. It was Jesus himself who said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's a rest. A rest. You got it? You got it? And it's only the Prince of Peace that can give you a rest that will pass all understanding, that will fulfill your heart and give you a wonderful sense of fulfillment in him. And that's my invitation to anybody and everybody here. If you've never come to Christ yet, today could be the day. What is today? June the 12th, 2005. This could be your spiritual birthday when you are born into the family of God and become a child of God. And then in our home, we have five kids, and we celebrate their birthdays. And we also celebrate their second birthdays when they received Jesus as Savior, when they as children came to that point where they said, I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. We mark that on the calendar. My wife makes 10 birthday cakes a year now, 5 for their physical birthdays and 5 for their spiritual birthdays. It's wonderful to be born again into the family of God. Now tonight I'm going to be sharing, this is one of those churches that's especially holy church over here. We have an evening service here, Richard. And if your schedule allows, I'd like to invite you because I'm going to talk about one of my 5 kids. Some of you know that Stephen was born 42 years ago with mental and physical challenges. And it was through God giving him to us that 40 years ago, on June the 10th, 1965, just 2 days ago, we're now marking the 40th anniversary of a ministry known as Christian Horizons, which has homes for mentally challenged people all across Ontario, including a number of them right here in Hamilton. And I'm going to be speaking tonight a message entitled, Why Handicaps? Why does God allow... If God were there, couldn't he done something? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. But it's that God who saved me as a boy, who's helped me to understand a little more of when the problems of life come, how they fit into the grand scheme of his purposes. And may I invite you to receive this Savior and thus know how to walk the rest of your life into an unknown future, but with a God who knows the whole story and whom you can trust completely. God bless you. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you have established government and police officers, officers of the peace, to maintain the laws of this land and to protect its citizens. And we commend to your grace these your servants whom we honor today. And it is our prayer that everyone here will know what it is to meet and to be arrested by the Prince of Peace, that greatest officer of the peace, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.